This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The political dilemma that President Biden finds himself in with Russian energy. Cut it off, stop importing the tens of millions of dollars in Russian oil the United States buys every day as a matter of principle. But then if you do that, get ready to pay the price, literally at the pump and then probably at the polls in November. Bloomberg reports today that there are conversations happening in the White House about a ban, even though the administration's public position, as I said, is that it has no strategic interest in reducing global energy supplies. Fundamentally, for the United States and most particularly Europe, it is about domestic economies, as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
The European Union imports about 40% of its natural gas from Russia and 25% of its oil. Economist Mamdou Salama at the ESCP Business School in London says an all-out ban on those imports is unlikely.
They will be hurting themselves more than hurting Russia.
The level of dependence on Russia varies widely by country, though.
I've got a chart in front of me.
That's Andrew Kenningham, chief Europe economist for Capital Economics in London. He says Russia supplies about 100% of the gas in the Czech Republic, Latvia, and Hungary, but less than 10% in France, Spain, and Belgium. So the appetite for sanctions varies too.
The big question is about Germany, because you know that Germany is the leading power in Europe anyway. It's nearer to the problems, and it is pretty heavily dependent on Russian energy.
Germany gets around a third of its oil and natural gas from Russia. This week, officials said they oppose an import ban. A survey from public broadcaster ARD found that a majority of the German people support energy sanctions, even if they have to pay more. Aaron Praktiknyo is president of the German Association for Energy Economics. He says not everyone has the luxury of paying more.
We see with soaring energy prices that actually the lower income households have more and more difficulties covering their energy bills. Those have doubled in the last month.
In contrast, the United States is far less reliant on Russia, importing less than 4% of its oil from the country and no natural gas. Halima Croft is global head of commodity strategy at RBC Capital Markets. She says continuing those imports is getting harder to justify as the conflict escalates and the humanitarian crisis grows more dire.
I think the question is going to be, is there some price that we need to pay in the United States in defense of the principle that you cannot invade a sovereign nation and totally rip up the security architecture in Europe that has prevailed since the Cold War?
Something to ask ourselves next time we fill up at the gas station. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.